And Brown has got in touch with us, Ginny, and he says, why do all scientists start sentences with the word so? And as a little aside, in fact, this has spawned a naked scientist drinking game we've since learned. Someone wrote to us the other day and said they're playing the naked scientist drinking game, and you basically have to have a drink every time a scientist says the word so. And this poor person ended up legless within about 2 minutes of one person's interview because he said, this guy said so at the beginning of every single sentence. So what's the answer?
Well, it's something I've noticed myself doing as well. There are lots of different reasons that people might say so at the beginning of a sentence. Probably the simplest is it's an alternative to that sounds a bit more like you know what you're talking about. It gives you a bit of time to think of what you're going to say next, but to sound like you know which direction you're going in. So that's a kind of a simple answer. There are some more complex ones. So there we go. I just did it. The way we use so is to link two ideas together. And normally, therefore, the so goes in the middle of a sentence. I was hungry, so I ate some food. If you put the so at the beginning of a sentence, it's suggesting that the idea you're going to say next is linked to something that's gone previously. So one reason is that it might be the scientist trying to say, I've listened to your question and I'm actually really concentrating on answering it. I'm trying to give you something that's linked to what you asked me. So it's actually a way of kind of showing that you're empathising with the questioner and trying to give them the answer that they want.
So do you know what I'm finding really aggravating? I don't know if you've noticed this as well. The other one is people reaching out to me. I've got about 50 million emails, and actually, I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but they're all coming from America. And these people write to me and they tell me they're reaching out to me with this, that, or the other. They want to ask me to do or sell or do something. And I always write back flippantly, joking, of course, saying, you must have very long arms because I'm several thousand miles away across the Atlantic. And they just don't get the joke. They don't see that everyone is doing this, but it's sort of similar, isn't it? It's trying to be empathic. It's trying to demonstrate sort of openness and friendliness, and it's actually coming across as a bit of a nuisance.
But it's also a habit. Humans pick up habits very quickly, very easily, and we like to fit in with our group. So if other people in your group are doing something, you will automatically pick it up. And that's why once something starts being used, it often kind of spreads like wildfire. It's because we're tribal beings and we like to fit in.
So there you go, Sam. And we will now, for the rest of the programme, endeavour not to say that nasty word.